8:11 on Connect FM. It's so good having you tuned in for your morning connection on a Monday. Monday's the day we get to talk with Jody August regularly to get an update on the DuBois Chamber of Commerce. And Jody has joined us this morning. Hi, Jody.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
Doing great. What a great weekend. It was interesting weather-wise. had some very balmy weather up until Sunday afternoon and the thunderstorms came, but fortunately they came after our kids expo, our family expo out at DuBois Central Catholic, which was a fantastic event.
Oh, I'm sure. In fact, I thought of you guys yesterday. I couldn't attend. Of course, yeah. My kids are 25 and 26, so I don't have a child to take, but occasionally I volunteer and I did think what a beautiful day weather-wise you had that event.
We really did and had great attendance, better than the past couple of years. So we were happy for that, but I'm sure there's, you know, as we are heavily into March, we were just talking here before coming on the air that March wraps up next week and we head into April, and I'm sure things are buzzing at the chamber.
Oh, they're buzzing all right. Yes. I can't believe that we're this far into March. So most everybody knows that I'm a Lions Club member, and the DuBois Lions Club is having their biggest fundraiser of the year. It is the Night at the Races. Mm-hmm. It's going to be held this coming Saturday at Brady Township Community Center. If you have not gotten your tickets, this is the last week to get your tickets for this event, and it is one of my favorite events. I do like the ponies, and I like the fact that we play with funny money and the prizes are good, and it's just one of those interactive events where you're not stuck in your seat all night.
So
I very much enjoy this event. I take my family and a lot of friends go to it, so if you're listening and you want a fun night out, and an early night because it ends around 9:30. I mean, unless you consider 9:30 late.
Well, I do. That's just because of my schedule.
Right, but it really is a great event. Your ticket includes your food, your beverages, and your funny money. Yeah. So it's just a great night out.
Fun night and supporting a great cause.
That's right. So there are a lot of things coming up in April. I'm just going to touch on a few because the Easter holiday, Good Friday and the Easter holiday are the very first weekend. Mm-hmm. So of course, a lot of offices will be closed, limited hours on Friday and Easter Monday, what a lot of businesses consider that. But the day before Good Friday, we are having a ribbon cutting for the Pickleball Bank out at the DuBois Mall. And for those of you that love pickleball and are familiar with, everybody wanted outdoor recreation at the mall, or recreation at the mall, I guess. Now we have a golf simulator, we have boxing, now we're going to get a pickleball court.
Yeah.
So please join us on Thursday, April 2nd at 2 o'clock for a ribbon cutting for the Pickleball Bank. And their grand opening is on Saturday, April 4th. Mm-hmm. So Saturday, April 4th, if you are a pickleball player, you can play for free, but you do have to download their app. They're going to be open from noon until 6 p.m. that day, and it's free pickleball play. So I'm excited for Nicole Bankovic and this new adventure that she's on because, you know, again, there are ways to repurpose our mall to include food, to include retail, and include recreation.
Absolutely.
So ask and you shall receive. Mm-hmm. So, just a lot of great things coming up in April. I think I'll stop there and save the rest for next week.
Okay. Yeah, we always have next week and talk about more, but lots of excitement. And there's always something happening at the DuBois Mall.
There is. Hey, did you hear about the baseball card and coin event?
Yes.
Okay, they had 11.
That was last weekend,
1,100 people. Mm-hmm. So that's amazing. So
It is encouraging to see the mall kind of revive that way.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I know a lot of people complain about the parking lot and some of the potholes, but to the average business person, we know how expensive these things are to maintain. It's like maintaining a stoplight or maintaining signage. Yeah. I mean, it costs money. So in the meantime, while we're still working with our mall, please remember to support the businesses that are out there.
All right. Great words, Jody. Thank you for coming in and sharing this morning. Have a great week.
Thanks. You too.